Well, we all think of our pets as members of the family, right? Well, now some churches across the country are welcoming pets into the pews during church services. The Church of the Holy Trinity in New York City is one of those churches. Father Michael Phillips joins me now to explain why exactly they're doing this. Good morning to you, Father Phillips.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am great, and this is such a great program. You say it's been going on for at least 15 years at your church. Why did they start doing it, and why do you think it's been such a tremendous success?
Well, it started long before I came here. I've been at this church 4 years, and every year around St. Francis Day, early in October, they do a service called Blessing of the Animals, which is quite popular around the country. But here at this church, it just caught on because animals are so important, especially dogs and cats are important in the lives of so many people in New York.
So describe the scene, because in my head, I'm imagining everyone sitting there in the pews, their dogs and cats all mixed around, and there's barking, there's meowing, there's complete chaos. Is that what breaks out when this happens?
No. You have the wrong image of that. What we find is, first of all, dogs and cats are welcome at all of our services year-round.
Wonderful.
But especially on St. Francis Day, we will have, I don't know, 50, 60, 80 pets here, and they are so well-behaved. They're, for whatever reason, in church, the animals calm down, they're quiet, they're attentive. We've never had a single problem with any of the animals in church.
Well, Father Phillips, they're listening to you. They're trying to pay attention. You say any animal is permissible. Have you had birds? Have you had ferrets, as Clayton suggested? What types of animals join the cats and dogs?
In addition to cats and dogs, we've had birds, we have turtles, we have ferrets, we have gerbils, we have animals in cages, we have insects that come, reptiles.
That is outstanding. And I have to mention that you say people can also bring a stuffed animal to represent their pets, but the pets you have there, a kitten, a puppy, and an adult dog, are up for adoption. Tell us about that through biteawee.org and introduce them.
Well, this is Patty, and this is
Tiger.
Tiger's a puppy, and there are two people from a shelter here in Manhattan, Alex and Maria. And they're, I don't know all about, but I know that they, from the shelter, you can adopt an animal and have that special relationship by just going to a local shelter.
Okay, great, Father Phillips. We appreciate it. It's a great story. It's going on in New York. It's going on in Omaha. It's going on in Boston. You can adopt those pets through biteawee.org. Thank you for joining us this morning. Coming up.
Thank
on.
You.